Wow. September 13th, 2024. Talk about a day for AI news, right?
Yeah.
It's like every time you blink, there's 10 more breakthroughs, 10 more headlines. Feel like drinking from a fire hose out there. You with me?
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot to keep up with, even for those of us, well, knee deep in it every day. But
Yep.
hey, that's the fun part, isn't
That's why we're here, to
it?
break it all down. So let's dive right into it, and where better to start than OpenAI? Their new model, O1, everyone's using the phrase human-like reasoning. And honestly, from what I've seen, it's not just hype. This thing's tackling complex science problems, even math problems that would make, well, most people want to run for the hills.
It really is something else. And it's not just the what, it's the how, you know? This chain of thought processing they're using. Instead of O1 just spitting out an answer, it actually breaks the problem down step by step, almost like a person would.
Like if you were trying to, I don't know, solve some crazy equation, you wouldn't just magically know the answer. You'd have to work through it, right?
Exactly. Building on each step. That's what's so remarkable about O1.
And the results kind of speak for themselves. I mean, 83% on the International Math Olympiad, that's nuts,
It's
right?
huge, especially compared to, say, GPT-40, its predecessor, which only managed to solve about 13%.
Yeah, night and day. But okay, before we crown O1 king of the AI hill, it's not perfect, is it? Still has
Of
limitations.
course, of course. Speed, cost, and yeah, every now and then it delivers some real, shall we say, creative interpretations of reality.
Hallucinations, we've all been there.
Right, exactly. But even with those bumps in the road, this feels different, wouldn't you say? Like a real turning point.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder, what does this mean going forward? AI that can think this way, what doors does it open? What should we be prepared for?
Big questions. And important ones. But while we're on the topic of big moves, we got to talk about the White House. They're taking AI seriously, like really seriously this time. And I'm not just talking ethics, I'm talking building America's AI dominance, full stop. This task force they're putting together, it's a clear sign the race is on.
And they're not messing around. NVIDIA, OpenAI, Google, even Apple, all on board. It's like the Justice League of tech, but for AI and with, government oversight.
Right, and that's another big shift. This isn't just the Wild West of AI development anymore. This task force, they're going beyond talk. OpenAI and Anthropic have agreed to let the US AI Safety Institute test their new models before public release.
Wow, that's huge. Real oversight, finally.
Potentially. It's definitely a step towards it. But it raises a ton of questions, too. Will this help make AI safer, or could it stifle innovation? Too early to say, but definitely something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've had big brains at OpenAI, big moves in Washington, but it wouldn't be a deep dive without, well, a little bit of the weird and wonderful side of AI, right?
Oh, absolutely. Gotta love that part. What'd you have in mind?
How about robots learning to tie shoelaces, courtesy of Google AI, no less?
Sounds mundane, but think about the dexterity involved there. It's not easy, even for us humans. Now imagine that level of dexterity, but applying to other things, manufacturing, surgery, all sorts of possibilities.
Makes you wonder what they'll teach robots next, right?
Yeah.
But on a slightly more serious note, how about AI tackling, wait for it, conspiracy theories?
Oh, yeah, that was a fascinating study. Apparently, having these AI chatbots, specifically OpenAI's GPT-4 Turbo, provide factual counterarguments actually reduced people's belief in those theories.
Really? So it's like having a fact checker on speed dial,
Yeah.
instantly calling out the BS with, actual evidence.
Precisely. Now, obviously, it's not a cure-all, but it's an intriguing use of AI. Could it be a tool to combat misinformation, help people think more critically? I'd say it's definitely worth exploring further.
Absolutely. And we've got a few more quick hits from September 13th. Apple's AirPods Pro are now FDA-approved hearing aids.
That's fantastic news. AI being used to improve lives in a very real, practical way. Love to see it.
Right. Then there's this tool, Latent Navigation, making waves in the art and design world, lets you seamlessly transition between AI-generated images. Imagine Photoshop, but on steroids.
Oh, I've seen this. It's wild. The creativity it unlocks is incredible. But speaking of pushing boundaries, did you see what Amazon's AI chatbot, Rufus, is doing now? Incorporating ads into its
Now
recommendations.
caught that. Makes you wonder. Slippery slope, right? I mean, it makes sense. AI assistants need to pay the bills too. But where do we draw the line? It's getting harder and harder to tell what's genuine recommendation versus, well, targeted persuasion,
It's a valid concern, absolutely. And it speaks to that bigger question. As AI gets more integrated into our lives, how do we ensure it serves us, not the other way around?
A question for the ages, it seems. But speaking of things that are AI driven, have you seen what's happening with NVIDIA's stock price? Up 8%. Clearly, someone's riding the AI wave straight to the bank.
Well, they are pretty much the gold standard when it comes to AI chips, right? All those advancements we keep talking about, chances are there's an NVIDIA chip making it happen. More demand, higher stock prices. The usual story.
It's easy to forget there's a whole economic earthquake happening under all this AI buzz, isn't it? Industries reshaped, winners, losers, the whole shebang. And it's not just the big dogs, is it? We've got some serious newcomers stepping onto the field. What was it, $230 million for Feifei Li's new AI startup?
World Labs, yeah. Talk about a vote of confidence.
And for good reason, right? I mean, we're talking about, I don't know if you'd call her AI royalty, but...
Stanford professor, former Google VP. Her work on computer vision is legendary. She practically wrote the book on it.
Exactly. So when someone like that starts talking about, what is it, embodied AI, people pay attention.
And for good reason. This isn't just your Roomba bumping around the living room. This is about robots that can learn, adapt, interact with the physical world in a whole new way.
So are we talking like robots that can actually unload the dishwasher without destroying the kitchen in the process?
That's the dream, right? Li's vision is huge. Imagine robots assisting with surgeries, working alongside people in factories, not just replacing them.
It's exciting, but also a little, you know, are we sure about this?
Oh, for sure. And some folks are already pumping the brakes a bit on all the AI hype. Heard that MongoDB CEO's take? He compared it to 1996, right before the dot-com bubble burst.
Ouch. Yeah, not exactly the comparison you want, is it? Is he saying AI is doomed to go bust, too?
Not quite. He's acknowledging the potential, but also saying, hey, let's not forget the fundamentals. Solid business plans, real value, not just buzzwords and promises. A timely reminder, I'd say.
History has a way of repeating itself if we don't pay attention, that's for sure. But okay, while we're on the topic of big plans, Salesforce is going all in on AI agents. And not just one or two, they're talking about a whole army of these things.
And there's a reason they're using the word agent and not just chatbot.
Yeah, what is the difference? Yeah. I feel like everyone and their dog has a chatbot these days.
Think of it this way. A chatbot is a really good mimic. It can string words together, but it doesn't really understand what it's saying. These AI agents, at least that's the goal, they're being designed to reason, to make decisions, to take actions based on, like, a deeper comprehension of the data.
So what, like a superpowered digital assistant that can, I don't know, not only schedule your meetings, but also negotiate your contracts for you?
Exactly. Salesforce is talking automation on a whole new level. Sales, customer service, even market analysis and strategic planning.
And here comes that question again. What happens to actual humans in this scenario?
Right. It's the question, isn't it? Some jobs will inevitably be automated, that's for sure. But new ones will emerge and the skills and demand will evolve too.
Adaptation is key, like always. But while Salesforce is building their AI army, Meta's stirring up some controversy of their own, reviving their plans to train their AI using data from, well, everyone on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, that's got privacy advocates up in arms, and understandably so. We're talking about a ton of data. Likes, dislikes, browsing history, even who you're friends with, all of it feeding the AI machine.
Meta's argument is, what, more personalized experiences, more engaging content, that sort of thing.
Right, that's the pitch. But it's a tough sell, you know, especially with how much people are already worried about online privacy. And it's not just individuals. Regulators are circling, too, especially in Europe. This could get interesting. It's a tightrope walk, isn't it? Pushing those AI boundaries while, you know, not setting off any ethical alarm bells, and it's only going to get trickier.
No doubt. But hey, we've covered the big players today, OpenAI, Google, Meta. Mm-hmm. What about the stuff flying under the radar? Those little hints of what the future might hold.
Always my favorite part. You never know where the next big breakthrough is going to come from. Got your eye on anything in particular?
Well, how about this new Google tool, Data Gemma? It's tackling those, what do we call them, hallucinations, when AI just goes off the rails, makes stuff up.
Ah, yes, we've all been there. Ask a simple question, get a confidently delivered answer that's completely bonkers.
Exactly. So Data Gemma, it's all about connecting these big language models, the ones powering all these chatbots, to Google's data commons.
Which is, remind me.
Massive collection of, you know, real world info, constantly updated, verified, like giving the AI a direct line to a giant fact checking department.
So basically trying to ground AI in, well, reality, make it a bit less prone to flights of fancy.
Exactly. Because let's face it, if we're going to rely on AI for, I don't know, medical diagnoses, financial advice, it needs to be accurate.
No kidding. No room for error there. But speaking of things that need a human touch, did you see what Hume AI is up to? Emotional intelligence for AI, that's their thing. Their new voice-to-voice model just dropped.
Now that's a rabbit hole. So, wait, are we talking about AI that can actually read our emotions now?
Not quite mind reading, no. But this new model, EVI2, it can understand tone, speaking style, even those subtle emotional cues we give off.
So instead of that robotic monotone, you've got AI that can pick up on sarcasm, frustration, maybe even offer a bit of encouragement when you need it.
Exactly. Imagine the possibilities. Therapists, educators, even customer service reps, all using AI to understand and respond to our emotions in a more human way.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. But remember those AI agents we were talking about? Automating everything? Well, someone's got to organize all that, right?
Wait, are you talking about that AI tool that recommends other AI tools, like AI Inception or something?
I know, right? Read aloud for me. That's the company. Basically, it's like a curated AI app store. You tell it what you need to do, and it hooks you up with the best AI tools for the job.
So instead of spending hours wading through endless lists of AI this and AI that, you've got a personal AI assistant to guide you. That's actually pretty brilliant.
It is. And they're not just targeting, you know, tech wizards either. Mm. They want to make AI accessible to everyone, families, kids, everyone.
Which I think speaks to a really important point. AI isn't just about building fancy robots or whatever. It's about using technology to solve problems, big and small, and hopefully make life a little bit better for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So as we wrap up this September 13th deep dive, what's the one thing you hope listeners take away from all this?
That AI is here to stay. And yeah, it's moving fast, maybe even a little scary at times. But it's also full of potential to learn, to grow, to create things we haven't even imagined yet.
It's a wild ride, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And we're just getting started.